Good night, Moon.
Episode 9, Rhyme.
Now, Lizzie, this is a book about NASA.
NASA? I love this. Wait, are we talking about the speaker in it?
Well, do you want to look at the book or do you want to look at the speaker?
Speaker and book.
Okay, there's a speaker, but I want you to pay attention to the book. See it?
Yes.
Okay.
Can't see it like that.
And this book is by Steve Kortenkamp.
What's in it?
Oh, there's lots of pages. Exploring NASA. Have you ever wanted to float around a space station or walk on the moon? Would you like to help build rockets that send astronauts into space? The people who do these jobs work for an agency called NASA. Look, he's floating. Remember we talked about floating?
I can't see. Then I can't see.
And where is he?
On the moon.
Yeah. And is that a spaceship? What is NASA? NASA is an acronym. Do you know what an acronym is?
Acrobatic.
No, close. Can you say acronym?
Acrobat. Acrobat. Acrobat.
What an acronym is, sweetie, is it means it stands for, it's one word that means many words. NASA stands for National Aeronautics and Space Administration. That's a lot of big words, isn't it?
Yes, a lot of big words. It's podcasting. It's in those stories I read in it, but I.
And there is an astronaut. He's getting ready to go in a swimming pool. See the pool beneath him?
Is he going to swim?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest swimming pools ever. Do you know why he's going to go swim?
Is he going to go be a crocodile?
Is he going to be a crocodile? Is he going to pretend to be a crocodile in the swimming pool?
No, he's going to pretend to be a crocodile.
Oh. Well, astronauts go into swimming pools because it lets them float. Do you float in the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, astronauts can float in the pool like you float in space. It's very similar. That's a rocket.
A rocket talking? Mm-hmm. Is that bun? Can it be made out of fruit?
No, it's not a fruit rocket. It's a Saturn V rocket. It was made by NASA.
What?
It's very, very big. And very, very tall.
I love you. Mm-hmm. I want.
Will you love the rocket?
I'm going to cut it out.
So, is that an astronaut on the moon?
Yep. Is a strawberry berry fairy? Is a drug cast fairy night?
So, this, Lizzie, is a space shuttle.
Space shuttle, though?
Yeah. And this one's named Discovery.
Discovery Buttery?
Yes. And there's Voyager.
A Voyager, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Voyager. That rhymes with it.
Yeah, and there's Spirit.
Spirit, dear.
And Opportunity.
Opportunity, Dooney. That rhymes with it.
It is. I like
this. I'm trying to do rhymes.
That's great. I like this game. And this is a new spaceship that we're building called Orion.
Orion Diamond?
What are those?
Orion and Diamond?
What are these?
Circle.
Yeah. Those are circle solar panels.
Is it flying to the moon?
Yeah. There goes a space shuttle. It's taking the astronauts.
Wait, Dad. Look at that silly dog.
They're working to make it safe to land on the moon.
Are those the astronauts?
No, they're in a place called Mission Control.
Let's do a funny word game at the speaker because I like funny word games.
Okay, so I'll say a word and you rhyme it?
Okay.
NASA.
BASA.
Space.
Space.
Mars.
Bars.
Earth.
Dirt.
Launch.
Bunch. That's a funny word for bunch. I like bunch.
Fuel.
Beal.
Rover.
Bover. Mars? Rover? That's what we talked about yesterday.
That's right. Did we talk about a Mars rover named Curiosity?
Yeah! Just like everybody talks about every single day.
What about docking?
Docking.
What about hummingbird?
Lummingbird. We're tied. Now it's my turn.
Okay.
And you rhyme it.
Okay.
Bar.
Star.
And now I'll rhyme it. Said you don't know.
Okay. Telescope.
Telescope. We're tied again. How about a crocodile one?
Crocodile.
Now we're gonna do a funny one.
Okay. Alligator.
Belligator.
Giraffe.
Giraffe bath. Could giraffe take a bath?
No. Lunch.
Bunch. Say hunch.
Hunch.
Lunch.
Crunch.
Crunch and lunch.
And munch.
Munch. Lunch. Munch. Lunch.
Good night, Moon, are the nights I share with my daughter my sheer awe of the cosmos and pride in our space program. Music is from Cryo Sleep Dreams by Simon Wilkinson. Recording and production are by me, Darren Moser. Visit drsci-fi.com for notes, links, and pictures about tonight's space topic, and further your own exploration of space. If you would like to contribute to our Patreon, you will not only be helping me produce this show, but allowing me to purchase books, videos, and toys to better communicate the wonders of space to Lizzie. Visit patreon.com/goodnightmoon. Thank you, and good night.